join Michelle on time for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, March 6, 2024. Stocks in Asia traded mostly higher Wednesday ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's semi-annual congressional testimony, where he's expected to reiterate no urgency to cut rates. Investors also focused on China's policy meeting after official announcements of an ambitious 5% growth target. For the day, the PSE index slid by less than 0.5%, closing at 68.78, despite net foreign buying of 50.3 million pesos.
Market still has the hangover from the negative surprise of the inflation print in February, like 3.4. But you know, this just demonstrates the hypersensitivity of the market, super sensitive to the inflation uptick. But we're still in the target band of the BSP. We are still on the path of the rate cutting cycle. It may not be now, not in the first quarter. It may require a lot of patience, but it will come year end, maybe early next year.
We are neutral. It's been a very good few months. We think valuations look reasonable right now. The recent growth numbers did come in a little weaker than we expect, but still quite robust. And I think we are looking for more signs that positive momentum is coming. Good news is I think the market has moved from very optimistic projections of Fed cuts just last month to now what seems to be much more reasonable, which is Fed cuts starting in June, 75 basis points of cuts. So the market expectations have moved here, which makes the rally much less vulnerable in my view.
In corporate stories, DMCI Holdings reports a 20% pullback in 2023 full-year earnings to 24.9 billion pesos, still its second highest ever in history though, as improved contributions from DMCI Homes, off-grid energy, and water utility businesses were offset by the significantly lower contributions from the integrated energy, nickel, and construction subsidiaries, which took a hit from sharp corrections in commodity and energy prices. Not even a strong fourth quarter performance driven by better margins for the period was able to pull the numbers up full year. Meanwhile, San Miguel Food and Beverage posted its highest net income figure since its consolidation in 2018 at 38.1 billion pesos, up 10%, with sales up 6% thanks to improved volumes and pricing strategies. Breaking down its segments, the beer division reported an 8% increase in sales to 147.3 billion. Domestic sales volumes, however, still 25% below pre-pandemic levels, while its food division saw a slight deterioration in net income last year, but still exceeded pre-pandemic levels as the poultry segment faced challenges, including capacity constraints and pressure from imported frozen chicken that impacted prices and overall performance. And Finma Corporation reports a 7% increase in full-year 2023 profit at 1.63 billion pesos, driven by the sustained growth in the education business, which continued to see enrollment grow, along with the construction materials group and Finma Properties. The hospitality business likewise took advantage of the continued recovery in domestic travel and events, particularly in the Mall of Asia area. Still in earnings, Atlas Mining posts a 65% drop in 2023 net income after tax of 1.1 billion pesos, mainly due to lower copper prices in 2023 and the previous year's recognition of a one-time gain on early payment of loans. For context, copper metal price for the year averaged at $3.81 per pound, down 15%, inclusive of hedging gains. And finally, the board and shareholders of Universal Robina subsidiaries, URC Snack Ventures and URC Beverage Ventures, approve amending their articles of incorporation to shorten their corporate terms in view of their integration into parent firm, URC. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.